This is episode number 2395 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, March 1st, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
First, Hoda Kotb disappears.
Yes.
Then, Savannah Guthrie gets rushed off the set after testing positive for COVID.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Do they have anybody to do the Today Show after the two of them were gone?
I don't know.
Of course it's, they do. Of course they do. They'll get somebody. Rushed off the set.
Rushed off the set.
Shouldn't have come to work in the first place.
Right? Why? Why was
Savannah,
she
Savannah, if you were
in?
Feverish, you didn't feel well, you shouldn't. Well, she was probably taking a hit for the team because Hoda hasn't been on since whenever.
Well, Savannah started off yesterday's show like any other.
Yeah.
But by 7:30, she was gonzo.
Out of there.
Gave her a COVID test. It came back positive.
Yeah, she probably wasn't feeling very well.
So co-host Chenille Jones said, as soon as we found out the results, she rushed home to rest up.
Uh-huh. And to get the hell away from us.
So then Al Roker said, it's glad to have him back.
Yes, Al's back.
He's gone through a lot.
Yeah, he has.
He's back.
He's back.
He says, luckily, Chenille was sitting between me and Savannah. So meanwhile,
yeah.
Hoda has been missing from the show since February 17th. Nobody's saying where she is.
See, here's the deal. Okay, now we heard last year that Hoda and Savannah don't like each other.
Right.
And see, Hoda was there first, at least for the fourth hour, because they brought Hoda in to be with Kathy Lee Gifford.
Didn't
right?
she come from The View or The Talk?
No, I don't think so. No, she was brought in for the fourth hour. And so
right.
it was Hoda and Kathy Lee drinking wine and doing the fluff news, right?
Yeah.
And then Kathy Lee retired, and then Hoda got Jenna Bush Hager. Jenna, right?
Jenna Bush Hager. Yeah.
And so then it was Hoda and who was it before Savannah? I forget. Oh, was it Matt Lauer? It was Matt Lauer.
And there was that lady named Ann.
Ann Curry, but she had left before.
Yeah.
Before Matt did, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, bottom line is that now we're hearing that Hoda and Savannah don't like each other.
Which is just, it's just ridiculous.
Well, there's like, Savannah gets paid more money or something like that. So I don't know if Hoda's contract is up and she's, you know, holding out like Odell Beckham Jr. saying like, I'm not playing until, you know, I get my money.
Well,
or
and maybe she is sick.
She's been out for 2 weeks. Really?
Well, it could be.
Yeah, I think it's a contract situation. That's what I think. Has anybody checked her socials? Has anybody checked
well,
her
socials? Well, she's posting.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Nothing personal, just inspirational messages about choosing hope, strong women, good people with kind hearts, stuff like that.
All that crap.
That, you know, her handlers can do.
Yeah, all that crap. Anyway, well, Savannah will be back in 10 days. So until then, it's the Chenille and Chenozzle show, I guess, over on... is that how that goes? The Today Show. Chenille, Chenozzle. No, that's not how it goes. Anyway, stay tuned, as they say in the business.
The Oscars return on Sunday, March the 12th.
Wow, it's almost time.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the Academy has been busy working on a game plan since the slap last
year. Yeah, yeah.
Well, as we told you last week, the Academy has set up a crisis team to deal with any real-time emergencies that emerge during the live broadcast.
Yeah.
Which I just can't see anything else happening. I just can't.
Well, I'm in favor of the stun gun. You know, if something bad happens, you know, just stun them, damn it. Just yank their ass out of the Dolby and toss them out on Hollywood Boulevard. Go see Kimmel.
Just tase them as they go up the steps.
Right.
There goes another one.
Oh, no. We could do like the finale of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Where Riff Raff hits him with the beam. Beep-de-deep, and he kills.
Oh, there
Tim
you
Curry.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was sad.
Yeah. Whatever. It was crazy.
Anyway. While most think that the Academy mishandled the situation, it's strange. It was such a strange
Well,
movie.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This is not that less unstrange.
But Tim Curry is freaking awesome.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
All right. Anywho, while most think the Academy mishandled the situation last year, including the Academy.
We kind of screwed up on that one. Whoops.
There are others that think there won't be an issue this year. And a highly placed industry insider said.
I don't think there will be. I really don't.
A highly placed insider industry insider said, I honestly think that saying they've got a crisis team just gives great publicity to the Academy and will get people tuning into the Oscars. I'm tempted to think it's all for publicity.
Well, here's the thing. I think the ratings will be slightly elevated this year. But what's really going to go up is if anything happens, the YouTube views will go up.
Of course.
And they don't get paid for that, you know? Nope. Well, not that we know of. If they were smart, they'd run their own YouTube instead of letting people put stuff up. Well, I can't even talk this morning.
Well, they have the Oscars. It is you can watch.
Oh yeah, the Oscars, they have a YouTube channel. You're correct. And so anyway, as we say.
What do we say?
We say no publicity is bad. Any publicity is good.
Is good publicity.
That's right.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
That's right. That's what we say.
That's what they say in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. So I also understand that they're going to grab some A-lister to give to present a Best Actress Oscar, because that's Will Smith's job this year.
Oh, yeah.
But he won't be there.
No, he won't.
He can't go until he's 64.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, it's like, he's 54? No, he can't go to the Oscars till he's 64 again.
Wow.
But he can.
What was it, 10 years?
Yeah, 10 years. Deep. But he can win. But
he can win, and that's for work, you know, of course.
Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise or somebody that's going to be there will get up and do that.
Yeah, it'll be somebody like that.
It happens like that sometimes. Anyway. With our apologies to Meryl Streep, who doesn't win near enough Oscars.
She doesn't.
And Halle Berry, who has won one.
And I'm sure you would love to see her win more.
I would love it. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.